Sukkah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sukkah Bavli Daf Mem Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yudches Mem Dalet at the Mishnah. Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad. How is the Mitzvah Lulav performed? Kol Am Moelichim Es Lulaviyim L'Har Bayis V'Har Chazon Mekablim Miyadom V'Soidin Oysom Al Gag Ha'Itztiva V'Zekein Manichim Es Shalahen B'Lishcha. All would bring their lulavs to Har Bayis, which is the Temple Mount, and the assistants would receive them and arrange them on the top of the bench, and the elders would put them in a certain chamber. They would instruct the people to say, "My lulav should be a gift to whoever receives it." The following day, on Yom Tov morning, they would arrive early, and the assistants would throw them their lulavs. The people would grab and hit each other in pursuit of their lulavs. When the Beis Din saw that the situation was becoming dangerous, they decreed that each person should take it in his home. The Gemara says, Rabbi Jeremiah boy, Masis and Deleko Bidoisa. The Gemara says that Rabbi Jeremiah says that this Mishnah could only be the opinion of Rabbi Doisa. To Rabbi Doisa Omar, Bashachwith, Adam, Sarech, Leima, Komashi, Yilkutu, Ha'aniim, Hayom, Miben, Hamoim, Hefka, Harehu, Hefka. Rabbi Doisa said that in the morning a person should say that anything that the poor collect today from between the piles of produce should be ownerless, in case the poor mistakenly take the wrong produce. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Li'etusi Erev, Rabbi Yehuda says he should declare this towards evening. The Chacham say that declaring ownerless under duress is not valid. The owner is only declaring it ownerless as he's concerned about the poor who are thieves and take more than they're permitted. Taman ad amar ein hefka anosim hefka, v'ach ad amar hefka anosim hefka. The Gemara asks that there, earlier you say that declaring ownerless under duress is not valid, and here in our Mishnah concerning the lulavs, you say that it is valid. Amar b'loza should say hocha al daitu hu mafke b'ham. Taman should say al kocha hu mafke. B'loza says, answering this, he says, here he's doing it willingly, but there he's doing it unwillingly. Amar b'chananya b'edu b'hilil. Chananya, the son of Hillel, said that Rabbi Elazar is correct. He's certainly making his lulav ownerless with a full heart, as he has received another lulav in its place. Rav Mafka the base Rabbi Achi, Rav Hamnuna Mefaked, Lechavaya Katavan Yavin Matona Biemetava, Letavan Yavin La Ela Ladas Gemur. Rav ordered the house of Rav Acha, and Rav Hamnuna ordered Chavaya that if they give an esrog to someone on the first day of Yom Tov, they should give it with a full heart, without stipulating it must be returned. Ka'ador Rav Huna Yav Esoiga Matona Lebrei. This is like Rav Huna, who gave an esrog to his son. Amalei, in Yom Tava, Yom Adain, Hoihu Lecha Matona. Bein Lamacha, Hoihu Lecha Matona. He said to him, whether it's Yom Tov today or tomorrow, this is your esrog. And a gift with a stipulation that it must be returned is considered a valid gift. He would have to return it tomorrow, and this shows that one must give it as a gift with a full heart, without such a stipulation.